Leadfield.
Leadfield snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
She said peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
With a lead.
Leadfield.
With a Leadfield snowshoe. Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya! You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T. R.
Woo-hoo!
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah, yeah!
A groin-grabbingly great station. All right. Hey, I like the sound of my voice sometimes. Anyways, what we just heard there was Es Lauft by Dauerfish, which you can find on the 1998 compilation tribute to Peter Thomas called Warp. Back to Earth, 6699. The second disc of Warp Back to Earth featured a couple dozen unreleased tracks written by the German composer, mostly weird electronic works for various TV shows and films. And the first disc featured numerous remixes, along with the one we just heard from Dourfish, their works done by Stereolab, Coldcut, Momus, and Saint Etienne. Hey, you're listening to Radio Free Gak from the UBC campus here in Vancouver, British Columbia, where the snow has melted and it sort of looks like the usual January here. Fog, drizzle, and lots of cyclists here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and cable online through www.citr.ca. And I'm with you here till 9 o'clock, so you can call me here at the booth at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak.com. Actually, radiofreegak@gmail.com. That's right. I think that's what I said. I sort of went on autopilot there for a bit. Anyways, this week's episode has no major focus, aside from a smattering of giallo soundtrack bits, a few wintry folk songs, some covers, and we'll start off with some more experimental works. And the first track coming up will be Cheveux, and they're a French duo that released a 7-inch back in 2007 called My Answer Is Yes through Rob's House Records. So what we'll do, after we listen to a little bit of this fantastic instrumental track of yours, we'll listen to one of the B-sides, which is a tribute to one of Russ Meyer's bosom actresses. So this will be Lola Langusta by Cheveux.
Let's go, you honey bunny bun style. Let's go, you real woman. I like your style. Come show Lola. Lola Langusta. Bling bling bling, honey here. I've been out of it. Hey Lola, Lola Langusta. So sick I see all the colors inside of my face. So sick, motherfucking sick. Sick as a rainbow. Show me what you got.
Great Don Cherry with Brown Rice off his 1975 album of the same name, though it's also known simply as either Don Cherry or the Buddhist mantra written atop the album cover, Om Mani Padme Hum. The Trumpeters started off playing with Ornette Coleman and Sonny Rollins in the 50s before veering towards free jazz and world fusion, parlaying his travels into newer sounds. Of course, most of the younger folk know him as the father of both Nene Cherry and Eagle Eye Cherry, two solid representatives of the kind of artier side of 90s pop. Mr. Chop is the alias of Cos Littler, a British DJ who runs and engineers Ape Records in Cheshire. Mr. Chop features work from drummer Fantastico Malcolm Cotto and from the Heliocentrics bassist Jake Ferguson. From this year's Light Worlds EP, actually, I think more like 2008. It was sort of borderline release of December anyways, but most of you will run into it in 2009. The EP is called Light Worlds, and it's from the Stones Throw label. This is Mr. Chop with The Infinity Machine on Radio Free GAC CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back. Julia Holter with Moto Perpetuo, taken from Volume 3 of the Four Women No Cry compilation from Monica Enterprise, home to Barbara Morgenstern. The compilation features four lesser-known female producers from different countries, and Holter is a classically trained songwriter, composer, sound artist, and according to one bio, a classically trained guitarist as well, too. Yes, the guitar for you 80s stadium rockers there. She's from L.A., and she runs the Human Ear music label as well. Next up on Radio Free GAC, we have Richard Skelton, a British composer based in Norwich, who releases a plethora of works through his own label, Sustain Release. Most of these are exquisitely wrapped in ribbons and leaves, and some of the it just looks fantastic, a beautiful CD to hold. One that I've yet to actually find, because they're released in small numbers, and mostly available through the UK, but I'm sure through some boutique labels you can find something. One of his releases last year was the seven-song cycle, Making Time, which was also released through Preservation. No word if it maintained that wonderful packaging. What we'll listen to now from Richard Skelton is the song Fold on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. In 1963, French artist Robert Filio declared that on January 17th, art was born 1 million years ago when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water.
Okay.
Who that man was is not important. He is dead. But art lives on.
He comes from southern France, Filio.
Many artists and art organizations celebrate the birthday of art each year on January 17th.
This awareness makes you feel good.
We feel good.
Now, I will electrify the grid.
Saturday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 Vancouver unwraps another 24 hours of radio art. Art's 1,046th birthday. Saturday, midnight to midnight at CITR 101.9 FM. Online at CITR.ca.
After hearing all of these things, you're probably saying, what's the use of going on? There's no hope.
All right, that was the Greenwood Rhythm Coalition with Guajira 78, a charanga-styled song with a bit of flute that came off a 7-inch from New York City Trust. Make sure those are the initials of NYC when you look for that. And that's a small record label run by one of the members from the Greenwood Rhythm Coalition. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM. In the background here, we have the theme from the 11th Hour as performed. We'll turn that up a little bit. By Ferranti and Taker, the wonderful dueling pianists that met at Juilliard School. And they performed a whole bunch of series of music, both avant-garde and very crowd-pleasing. And actually, I did play some Ferranti and Taker at the beginning of the show, which I forgot to mention, and that was the theme from Taras Bulba, a.k.a. The Washing. The Washing. Good spelling. The Wishing Star. Somebody was writing this in a hurry. And this just came off a little 45-inch I picked up in Toronto when I was sort of like looking through one of those great used record shop called Sonic Boom, just at Bloor and Bathurst near the bright lights of Honest Ed's. Meanwhile, this next set will feature disparate African influences, starting off with the latest release from the ever-fantastic Sublime Frequencies record label out of Washington State. 1970s Algerian Proto-Rye Underground focuses on the hidden history of the Algerian Sea that eventually became the genre called as Rye, spelled R-A-I. Itself an outspoken pop styling featuring a lot of wailing. Their earlier forms were mostly silenced, of all things, including this piece, which apparently introduced the Algerian world to the wah-wah pedal. Coming up next will be Cheb Zergui with Anna Delali, which translates as I Cuddle Myself. This is CITR Vancouver, Radio Free Gak. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was pretty good as I'm sort of pumping the next song there. Little bursts. That was The Vampire Weekend, covering Fleetwood Mac's song Everywhere. The quartet recorded Everywhere for a recent live session for Triple J, the awesome state-run pop station in Australia. And of course, everyone, one of the songs that Vampire Weekend's known for is Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa from last year's self-titled album, which has been covered itself multiple times. There's a recent version done by Isao Momoya as part of The Very Best. And, of course, there's a little bit of fitting attitude there since Isao is actually from Malawi. But one of the lyrics in the song Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa alludes to Peter Gabriel, who we heard from recently at the end titles of the movie WALL-E. But of all things, Peter Gabriel covered Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, adding an extra wry lyric or two in reference to singing about himself. Anyways, he's backed up here by Hot Chip, and so far this song is only featured on XL's 08-09 sampler, or the 2008-2009 sampler. Why it wasn't a B-side with any of the artists released as of late involved is a bit of a mystery, but it's a delight to hear, and hopefully it'll come out in a release of some sort soon. So here will be Hot Chip and Peter Gabriel with Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, Radio Free Gak, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To sing your own name. Give me a stare to see the dawn in the colors of Benetton. Like you know I do. But it feels so natural, Peter Gabriel too. And it feels so unnatural to sing your own name.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Such a gentle touch would bring me a Kleenex and tell me everything was okay. And now I know it will be. When I go away, they go on without me, but it never is the same, and it makes my heart ache.
There's Julie Duaron with Winter Mitts off her 2002 album Heart and Crime. And that song inspired another East Coast band, a recent one, to take Winter Mitts as their own name. I'll be covering for Val Cormier's Folk Oasis this coming Wednesday, which should be the 14th, and that'll be at 8 p.m. since Val will be gallivanting about Austin, Texas. So I've been looking through a bit of the folk part of my collection, and Dwaron missed the sort of final cut of the playlist I sort of mapped out. And I should stop saying sort of. But I felt like throwing her into Radio Free Gak this week, just along with these next two sort of, you know, wintry pseudo-folk songs here. And we'll do right now. Actually, I did have the Neil Young version of this song lined up, but I did find in the archives here on the playlist that we do have a Neil Young tribute album with this song as well, too. So we'll be listening to West of Rome here in their version. Neil Young, this actually was a B-side to one of Neil Young's early tracks, and it did appear on an early compilation of his 1974's Decade. And word is our hallowed representative of rock is looking back at his earliest years of recordings, and he's going to be working to compile a massive Blu-ray disc of his early bands back when he was rocking in Winnipeg and my hometown, Thunder Bay, in the 60s and early 70s, before he actually met any of the Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young. Well, actually, he was young, so I guess at some point he would have met himself. Anyways, what we'll do is from the recent compilation through Sloth Trop Records, West of Rome here, we'll be covering Winterlong on Radio Free Gak, CITR Vancouver.
Down.
All right, there we had Black Mountain, Vancouver, BC's own, off their 2005 self-titled album, and that was Hearts of Snow. Winter won't be that much longer, Vancouver, as evidenced by the road signs here, as the snow has mostly melted away, although once you get at a certain altitude, which surprisingly enough is pretty low, I mean, here, at least in South Vancouver, anytime I sort of stumble around there, around the 18th and low, I guess, up from there, it's still pretty icy. But anyways, here's a few concerts to keep you some much-needed fuzz for the month of January. On this Thursday, the January 15th, we have Falco and Monashi with Fine Mist and CITR's very own Chris Riffick at Pat's Pub. Then on Saturday, on the 17th, we have Spanking Ruth, Alice, and Dana, the Kidnap Kids, and Rob East at The Shed. And that's an all-ages show. That same night, we have Adjective, Sex with Strangers, the SSRIs, and Acosta at the Media Club. And then we have Movenhand, Silver Summit, and the Sonoya Caves at the Biltmore. On the 21st of January, we have Clips at Richards on Richards. On the 22nd, we have The Pets and Missing Link and a whole bunch of others at Honey. On the 23rd, we have Dirots, The Maynards, and The Beelines at the Peanut Gallery. On the 24th, we have Metronomy and Fan Death as part of the Glory Days, guys, and they're at the Bourbon. On the January 25th, we have Beach House at Richards on Richards. On January 28th, we have Matt and Kim at the Biltmore. On the 29th of January, we have The Meishi, The Shearing Pinks, and Sex Party at the Biltmore. There'll be a DJ set done by Hercules and Love Affair, along with Pat Mahoney, Eric Devereaux, and Jason Lev at Celebrities on January 30th. And then for February, we have Broken Social Scene, along with Tegan and Sarah at the Orpheum.
Hey Vancouver, you're listening to Kish Cash on the College Variety Hour on CITR 101.9 Vancouver, where each week I'll be speaking with local artists and personalities, including musicians, visual artists, party promoters, writers, and more. We'll be discussing both the joys and difficulties of being an independent artist in Vancouver, while introducing you to some of the city's best new music, as well as bringing you back with some of my favorite guilty pleasures from across the years. Thank you.
There was Gianni Farias with an extended take of Concerto Blues, part of his score to the 1971 film Blood-Stained Butterfly. Of course, the film name evokes the giallo horror movies that Italy was known for in the 70s, but Blood-Stained Butterfly was more of a police procedural and whodunit, though, from what I've read, definitely not much of a thriller. Here's a couple more film tracks here on Radio Free Gak. No spotlight tonight, but we'll just have a wide, little bit of range here while we still have a few minutes to burn. Stelvio Cipriani composed for numerous films and genres of the 60s and 70s, relying on his childhood lessons with the church organ. Here's part of a score to one of the numerous Polizze films, which is included as part of a recent Digit Movies Epic 3 album set devoted to crime films from 1970s Italy. From the Bloody Hands of the Law, known in Italian as La Mano Spietata della Legge, here's Cipriani with Relax in the Swimming Pool, and in parentheses around it, Shake, on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm just a little person, one person in a sea of many little people who are not aware of me. I do my little job and live my little life, eat my little meals, miss my little kid and wife, and somewhere, maybe someday, maybe somewhere far away, I'll find a second little person who will look at me and say, I know you, you're the one I've waited for. Let's have some fun.
From last year's Challenging Film Synecdoche, New York, that was John Bryan with Little Person featuring vocals by jazz vocalist Deanne Story. Synecdoche, New York was the directorial debut of Charlie Kaufman, best known for his meta-narrative scripts for Being John Malkovich and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It is about 6-7 minutes before 9 o'clock, which means soon it is time for the jazz show with your fabulous host, Gavin Walker, resplendent in all his gold rings and fur coats, just like a jazz bow should be. I'm not sure exactly who's going to be after Gavin, though, since last week was Trevor Fielding's final show for his punk show, Vengeance Is Mine. His podcast is mammoth as it splits his last six-hour show into three separate files. But stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Someone's scheduled to fill in. At the very least, you'll hear some of the wonderful broadcasting from BBC Worldwide. And then coming on at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, Pacific Picking will be around to start your day. Speaking of podcasts, you can grab the podcast to my show via CITR's website, www.citr.ca, or mine, which normally is gak.ca, but we're dealing with a server migration right now, so the site is misbehaving. More specifically, it's down. However, playlists, once that site's back up, I'll get playlists there. But the good news right now is actually if you click on the podcast link off the CITR website, I managed to get the fine people who operate the podcast server to expand the entire feed. So you can actually go way back to the primordial times of Radio Free GAC when I first began wrecking your precious airwaves with my furious styles. It's almost been a year now. Actually, next week we'll have the sort of 50th episode and the sort of year in review, maybe. But realistically, you know what? It's probably going to be the same old, just new stuff for what it's worth. I still have to sort out that show, though, because I'll be heading to Portland this coming weekend and due back in Vancouver a scant few hours before showtime. And before I forget, you can hear me this Wednesday, January 14th at 8 p.m. as I fill in for the lovely Ms. Cormier on the Folk Oasis. So stick with CITR for more of your GAC-provided audio diet. And right now, we'll close this week's show with Danny Krivitz's edit/ritual session of this classic funk song from 1971. From Britain, via Africa, this will be Simande with Bra. Be well, merry listeners, and stay warm and stay dry. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. The time is 9 p.m. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca.